who are believers and who are followers of Jesus, we need to realize that atheists, behind all of the alleged intellectualism and swagger and bluster, these are people that feel and people that are often hurting. I was in a debate, and I was talking about that atheists have no objective standard of morality. And this lady came up very upset, and she goes, "You mean atheists can't be moral?" I said, "I didn't say that. Atheists can act morally, but they don't have any universal objective reason to act morally. Look, you know, if we're just dust floating through space and there's no foundation of moral reality, i.e. God, there's no incentive to be good or reason to be good." And the lady began to tear up and cry. My wife and I, after a few minutes of talking and building some trust, she confessed that she was raised in church. She was molested by a youth pastor 40 years ago, and she had this seething anger against the very idea of God. And show me an atheist. Show me an activist-level atheist, and I'll show you somebody who at some time past was wounded. And for that reason, they need love, they need prayer, they need our friendship. And I want to say this, and this is the evangelist in me talking. We need to love people with no expectation of return. Now, do we want them to come to Christ? Of course we do. But we need to understand that people made in the image of God, they are an end in themselves. And we need to love the atheists and befriend them. Now, I'm not saying we need to embrace all that they spout or stand for. And we as Christians, we need to speak out against these fallacious, frankly ignorant billboards. And we need to recognize that the atheists are actively proselytizing for our children. The spread of atheism actually undermines the preservation of the U.S. Constitution. It really does, because the atheists have hijacked the First Amendment. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration, all these things only make sense in front of the backdrop of a belief in God and morality, i.e. the Ten Commandments, i.e. the Judeo-Christian worldview. Mm-hmm. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said that America was based on a Judeo-Christian worldview. Our judiciary was, our government is. So the atheists, they don't know it, but in their war against God, they're actually threatening the country that gives them the freedom to live out their baseless worldview.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, David Silverman and I, God bless David Silverman, my friend, he's just so misguided in his worldview. But he told me, we debated in September, he said, I've got a book coming out, it's called Fighting God. I'm like, David, your whole career is there is no God, but you're fighting a being that doesn't exist. Interesting.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fighting God. And the whole voice of the atheism of the last decade is, you know, there is no God, and I hate him. So we need to pray, and mm-hmm. we need to witness, but we also need to teach our churches apologetics. That's why I love the Faith Radio Network, because you guys are not only, you know, winning souls, you're equipping minds, and I applaud what you're doing. Christmas is great, because, you know, we follow a historical faith.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus really was born,
mm-hmm.
Crucified under Pontius Pilate, risen, seen alive after his death by eyewitnesses. You know, a week ago today, I was in Texas with my friend Lee Strobel, who wrote Case for Christ. You know, law degree from Yale, no dummy. Lee Strobel was an atheist for most of his adult life, and he told me the story. We filmed his testimony last Tuesday where Strobel says he spent 2 years looking at Christianity as if it were any legal case.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he had, you know, 17 or 18 legal pads. He'd taken all these notes. He said one day he sat back and said, this is real. This is real. I can either fight it or I can embrace it. It was amazing.